converge.
You're listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick.
Hello, ladies and gents. My name is Kirby Minnick, and welcome to another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. Some of y'all might know me as @KirbyIsTheBoss on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, but nonetheless, we are all here. We're ready to hear an awesome word. I'm so excited. If you listened to my last two podcasts, or if you're just listening to my voice right now and wondering why it's so raspy and barely here, it's because I just got done serving at an amazing mission trip. I was gone for 17 days from the US, if you can believe it or not. I was in Switzerland, I was in Germany, I was in Liechtenstein, I was in Austria, I had a layover in Spain. So over the past 17 days, I've been able to cross off 5 countries from my list of places that I haven't been. So that was super exciting to be able to just travel and minister to people the gospel and not only just preach the gospel, but to see it in action, see people get saved, see people get healed. So I have some crazy stories to share with y'all. Now, if you are not subscribed to the podcast, you can do that real quick. But if you are subscribed to the podcast, then you know that typically with this podcast, I love to have you guys send in your questions, your topic ideas, different things like that, so I can really customize a message for you and speak on the subjects of scripture that you all want to hear and know about. But today, I really want to just talk about what I've been learning and all of the good nuggets of gold from scripture that I have not only been learning and been taught over these past few days, but have seen in action. So for those of you who follow me on Instagram and things like that, then you probably know that the organization I traveled with is called Jesus Revolution. Y'all should really look them up. They are incredible. This is just like a shameless plug for them because I've done mission trips with them in the past to Italy and now this one to the Alps. They're doing another one next year to France, and it's open for, I believe, like teens, young adults, adults, like literally just look them up. It's going to be awesome because I believe that it's less than 1% of the population of young adults in France that are actually true born-again Christians. So yeah, they need Jesus. So if you speak French, if you speak English, if you speak basically any language and just want people to know the word of God, check them out. Check out Jesus Revolution because I'll probably be there next year volunteering and doing missionary work with them in France. Who knows? But anyways, in the Alps, guys, it was amazing because the way that they set up their evangelism outreaches is that they want to equip us. And again, I walked through this process before, and don't worry, this is all leading up to the amazing stories I'm going to tell. But the way that they do it is that you don't just show up and start speaking on the streets. No. They have like 3 to 4 days of extensive training where you're in sessions and they're pouring truth into you and they're teaching you how to represent Christ. They're showing you what it means to live a Christian life. They're making sure that you're spending time in the Word with God. You are being equipped with the gospel truth and ways to actively and correctly do evangelism. And then on top of that, we're doing street ministry. So we're also learning flash mobs and dances, and the media team is learning how to film and this and promote. And it's just so cool. We're putting on a whole event for these people in the streets, and we're doing flash mobs and dances, and we're also sharing testimonies and the gospel, and people are coming to know Christ. It's just such a great structure. It's fun, it's beautiful, and people, it really speaks to them, and it breaks the ice when going up to strangers in a foreign country and sharing Christ with them. But in those training days, one thing that was stressed to us over and over again as we learned about sharing the gospel with people, how to pray for healing over people, was that it's all about calling upon the Spirit of God and declaring the promises and the truths given to us in Jesus' name. And I want to touch base on this for the first portion, and then I'm going to share some awesome testimonies about people that I crossed paths with while evangelizing on the streets. It's going to be awesome. Now, I think it can be easy for us as believers to put pressure on ourselves when it comes to acting out in faith and proclaiming the gospel, you know, praying for healing for others. And I'm a firm believer that supernatural healing, signs and wonders, all those things are still an active work of the Spirit in revealing the truth of Jesus, confirming the truth of the gospel. If we were to look at the Great Commission stated in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20, it calls and commissions believers in saying, and this is the ESV version, "And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they, the disciples, they went out, these believers, they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. Now, I love how in that final verse, verse 20, how it declares that it is the Lord who worked within those believe. It was the Lord who confirmed the gospel message by accompanying signs and wonders. Now, again, I'm just relaying the truths of the Bible and what was taught to us in our training days. And I know that we are all called to preach the gospel. Now, spiritual gifts and healings and things like that, I know that they can be a touchy subject. It can be a touchy topic to certain denominations of Christianity. And I'm not trying to offend anyone by stating what I see in scripture spelling out to us about how these things work. But there is a means and there's a method to how God uses signs and wonders in ministering. And this goes across the board for all believers. And I encourage all of my believer friends out there to listen to what I'm saying and to read scripture and fact check me on this. I mean, read it and see what scripture says and listen to these testimonies. So signs and wonders are performed by God to accompany and to confirm the truth of the gospel. And he is able to do it without his people. He can do it on his own, but he is also able to do it through his people because of the Spirit of God, which lives within us. Now, some may be on one extreme end of the spectrum where they totally deny the continuation of the Spirit, that these things don't happen. And then there are others on the other side of the spectrum that only really pursue signs and wonders, and they make it all about that. But we are to worship and honor God in spirit and in truth, just as John chapter 4, verse 23 states. So please hear me out on this. The Spirit must be accompanied by the truth, aka the word of God, aka the gospel, aka Jesus. The Spirit must be accompanied by the truth, and the truth must be accompanied by the Spirit. That is the true format of what it looks like to worship and honor God in every area of our lives. Seriously, read John 4. It's so good. I'm going through John right now. It's so good. Because our whole lives are meant to worship God, not just when we sing songs about him in church. And I encourage you all to also take the time to read through Acts. Read through Acts and see how the Spirit ministers, how he heals, when he heals, things like that. In Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 16, that's a really good one to check out because it further mentions and confirms how signs and wonders and healings take place in Jesus' name, by his power, by his authority, by his Spirit at work. Now, just a little spoiler of that chunk of scripture, I'll read verse 16 to you all because it reiterates this. It says, "And his name, by faith in his name, Jesus, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given this man this perfect health in the presence of you all." Now, before this trip, I have never personally witnessed a miracle of this degree in my life. I've never personally seen someone be instantly healed by God before my eyes. And you know what? For the longest time, it seemed like there was a lot of pressure with that. I was afraid almost in a way to not just pray for healing, like, oh God, I pray that you heal this person in time and things like that, but to say, you are healed in Jesus' name. Like, that is a bold prayer to pray, right? And for the longest time, that put a lot of pressure on me. I'm being so honest. But the truth is that it's the Spirit of God that's ministering and that's healing. It is faith in Jesus' name that brings about salvation, and it is faith in Jesus' name that is able to bring about healing. We are to simply believe and pray in Jesus' name with faith, and believe that he is able to heal. And at that point, it is up to the Spirit at that point to move, to minister, to heal, and to work. And it's beautiful that we are just called to go out and share the gospel, preach the truth to people, and then to declare and pray and believe in the promises of God to those people in hopes that it is the Spirit that works. It is the Spirit that convicts people to salvation, and it is the Spirit that does the good work in bringing about healing in a person's life, right? It's the Spirit of God, and that is so beautiful. You see, when it comes to ministry specifically in this area, and I want to quote a really good friend of mine who is a preacher, a teacher of the word, amazing man. His name is Sebastian Malin. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. Honestly, he's from Norway, so I'm just like, what? But his name is Sebastian. And he has said some of the wisest things regarding teaching on ministry with the accompanying of signs and wonders. Because it can be very easy, I think, for some of us to either completely deny this truth about the Holy Spirit moving in this way. And I think it's also true that we live in a day and age where spiritualism can get out of hand and people are just so focused on signs and wonders that we lose sight that the message and the goal is to get people to the gospel. And we'll get into that in a second. I'm getting ahead of myself. But my friend Sebastian, these are a few quotes that he has said that I want to share with y'all. The goal is not the miracle, it's to reveal Jesus. You can reveal Jesus without a miracle, but miracles help reveal Jesus. Don't let the healing be the end goal. Let the gospel be the end result. We cannot plan the miracle, but we can believe for the miracle in Jesus' name. So pray and believe in the promise, and it is God who will perform the miracle. And then I also want to highlight what Matthew 3, verse 11 says. It's John the Baptist. He's referencing Jesus' arrival. And he says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he, Jesus, who is coming after me, is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, my friend Sebastian, who, guys, I can't stress this enough, who I seriously believe has such an anointing of wisdom and understanding on his life, and I am doing my best to get him to hop on a podcast. He's a phenomenal exegeter and studier of the scriptures and the word. You know, he also commented about Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, about how it shows us how the Holy Spirit waits on the word of God, i.e. Jesus, the gospel, right? That it's not just about goosebumps and tongues, but that the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the fire and purifying of sin so that we can be more like Jesus. The Holy Spirit, his work in our lives is to get us to be more like Jesus. And John chapter 15, 26 also reads, but when the helper, i.e. the Spirit comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, this is Jesus talking about sending the Holy Spirit to come, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. Now this means that the Holy Spirit's goal is to reveal Jesus, to testify Jesus here on earth. And again, I know there are some people out there, some denominations, some teachings out there that are very reluctant to the Holy Spirit, but we have to understand that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit make up the Trinity, the triune Godhead. So God in three forms is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's the same person, it's all God, but in different forms. Just like one person can be a father, one person can be a son, and one person can be a friend, that is how the Holy Spirit is. It is one person acting, one personhood acting in different ways. But miracles, signs, and wonders are meant to glorify God and bring our attention to the truth of the gospel in Jesus. And we're meant to be pursuing Jesus, not just signs and wonders. We're not out here on the streets praying for people just to get healed and that's it, just so we can see a healing. No, the end goal is to see people come to know Jesus and the gospel. And signs and wonders accompany and they help lead people to the gospel. Just as I was quoting my friend, don't let healing be the end goal. You know, we can reveal Jesus without miracles, but miracles, they help reveal Jesus. So I encourage you that if you're sensitive to this topic in scripture, study it. really, like, really study it. How miracles were done all throughout Scripture, how they accompanied in revealing Jesus to others, about how the Spirit of God plays into that. I mean, keep in mind that Jesus didn't perform any miracles until after he was baptized and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. We have to understand that spirit and truth really go hand in hand, especially with signs and wonders. And the purpose of signs and wonders is to reveal Jesus. Okay? Y'all following with me on this?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, now then, I say all of this to set you up for some amazing stories about how I saw the Holy Spirit moving all throughout the witnessing we did about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here we go. Here are some amazing stories. I'm going to share like three stories. So one day during our outreach, there was this huge rainstorm that caused us to have to shut down our street evangelism for the day because, you know, we had speakers set up. We were dancing. We were getting lit in the streets for Jesus. And then it rained. And we were like, oh, dang, pack it up. So we decided to just go around and minister to people on the streets, like one-on-one. And y'all, it was hard. This is, you know, another topic. I'm going off track for a second, but it was really hard ministering to some of those people in Switzerland. We were in Davos, Switzerland, and y'all, there were people that would literally come up and yell at us like, Jesus, get this Jesus out of here. This is stupid. This is nonsense. People pointing their fingers and laughing at us, like mocking us. I was like, oh my gosh, like, we're really doing ministry out here. Okay. But anyways, my friend Matthias, who's from Norway, same as Sebastian, he and I were talking to some ladies at a bus stop. They were about my age, and Matthias is 19, I'm 22. But we asked them, hey, like, where do all the young adults like to hang out at? Because, you know, we want to go evangelize to them and talk to them about Christ. And so they were telling us about like the hottest bars and clubs in the town. And so our group decided that that evening we were going to bring church to the people. We were going to go to the people. So in the beautiful city of Davos, Switzerland, we went to the bars and clubs and started to evangelize. Now, y'all don't need to worry. We weren't drinking. We weren't partying. We were literally going up to people, getting to know them and sharing Christ with them. You know, plus I don't drink anyways. If y'all know me or have, you know, stuck around on my social media long enough, you know that I don't drink because one, I'm like 7 years old. Two, I just don't have that desire because I've seen how it can be easily abused. And three, I vowed myself to not drink in order to bear witness to the gospel in every environment that I'm in. So no worries with that. We're in this super popular bar, and I'm making eye contact with this guy as I'm stepping outside to get some fresh air. And shortly after, him and his buddy step outside for a smoke. And I make eye contact with him again. And it wasn't like weird eye contact. He wasn't like checking me out, but I wanted to be safe. So I grab my boy Matthias and I'm like, hey, like, let's go talk to this guy. Now, I didn't have like this magnetic pull to this guy. Like, I didn't feel God necessarily say like, this is the one you have to speak to. I literally just like made eye contact with this guy. And I thought, you know, why not? Everybody needs to hear about Jesus. So let's go. We go up, we're talking to this guy, and it turns out that he's 26 years old, I believe. And as we're talking to him, he doesn't speak English. So Matthias starts conversing with him in Spanish because he knows Spanish, apparently. I was like, what the heck? And then we come to find out, again, that he's actually Italian. So we grab our other friend, Valeria, who's on our team, and she is Italian. So she speaks English and Italian. We're all talking. Everyone's translating. It's awesome. turns out that this guy grew up with a mother who was a Christian, and that when he was super young, he got really sick. He had a fever, and they thought that, you know, it was like deathly. And his mother prayed for him, and he was instantly healed. So he experienced God before in his life. But however, you know, since then, although he would pray for his friends often and actually see God move in their lives, he was still not fully walking with Jesus and praying for himself, right? Communing with Jesus in that way. So we offered to pray for him, and by the grace of God, he willingly accepted because we were getting rejected by, like, everyone that day. And my friend Matthias was praying, and Valeria was translating. So as that was happening, I started praying to God. I started praying, God, give me a word for this man, because I know we're ministering to him, but God, I know that you want to know, like, you want him to know you personally. So I'm praying for God to give me a word for this guy, because in my life, I might have mentioned this before, maybe not in a podcast, but definitely on my Instagram, that the Spirit really moves prophetically within me and has given me words of wisdom for people quite often, very often, actually. And again, that's the Spirit moving and the Spirit discerning and using those moments when he wants to. It's not me at all. It's the Spirit moving. So then the Spirit hits me with this word for this guy, and I'm like freaking out. I'm getting so excited to share it with this guy. And the what I got for him, I began to not only see a picture of him, but I could feel it. So I see him in front of me, but I could feel in his heart, like in his chest, that God had put some special anointing on his life. And I felt God tell me, I want to use him. You need to tell him about the calling, the anointing that I have placed within him that I want to use and awaken. So we get done praying, and I grab Valeria. I'm like, yeah, we're not done. God gave me a word for this guy. So I begin sharing this with him and my Italian friend Valeria. She's ministering to this guy as I'm preaching to him and about the anointing that God has on his life. And, you know, I can't even recall like half of the conversation because literally this Spirit just like took over and was moving. It was crazy. So cool. But we were talking for like an hour, and we got to pray for him once more, and I just started praying for him to be bold, to step out in his faith, that God would reveal to him the calling and for him to receive what God wanted him to do for his kingdom. And it was just like such a bold and crazy prayer. It was just like all the right words. And so after I get done praying that second time, he checks his watch, and I think it was like 12:30, maybe 1 a.m. around this time, and he starts smiling and shaking his head, and he tells us, this is a special day. Today's a special day. And, you know, me, I'm like, well, yeah, of course it is. It's awesome. Like, we ran into each other. I gotta preach to you and blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, you don't get it. Today, like today, you know, because it's a new day. Today's my birthday. And I just immediately start hugging him. And he started saying, like, I believe that every moment happens for a reason. And I believe that God wanted this to happen. Like, this can only be from God. So, like, literally shout out to God for that divine appointment and for gifting this man with such an incredible word. Like, God gave this word to him on his birthday. And I believe that his faith was reawakened and rebirthed in that moment. It was so special and so beautiful. And it's crazy to think that just a little bit of eye contact and a why not attitude made a way for God to just minister to a random man in a bar on his birthday about the calling and direction that was on his life. So cool. Now, the second story I want to share with you guys, I have this one and then one more. Now, the second story I want to share is about another man that I met in the streets in Austria. We were in Innsbruck, Austria, and I just got done performing in a flash mob, and I was delivering my testimony in front of a few hundred people that were walking by. And again, I make eye contact with this random guy. He's 24 years old, and he has this beautiful camera. Like, he's filming us and taking pictures of us as we're dancing and talking, because, you know, it's like super entertaining. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I want to get to know this guy. So I went up to him and I asked him about, like, hey, like, what do you do for a living? Like, are you just traveling through and filming? And it turns out that he was a filmmaker and worked in tourism. So I started telling him about, like, my YouTube channel and that I love to film and I love videography. And we're, like, clicking. And we start to talk about Jesus because, you know, he understands that we're here doing ministry. And so I'm asking him, like, hey, like, what do you believe in? Like, obviously, you know, I'm a Christian, but let's talk about what you believe in. We get to chatting, and he explains to me how he's agnostic, I guess more so on the like atheistic side, but agnostic nonetheless. And he believed that, you know, God exists for some people and that's good, and God doesn't exist for others and that's fine. And for him, his worldview was that he was kind of the center of his experience in this world, and that when he died, it didn't matter because he lived life and, you know, that would be it. But, you know, he was so kind. And as I continued to get to know his heart, he began opening up to me about a tragic death that actually happened to someone very close to him, and that he never received a good enough answer or a clear enough answer from any priest that he spoke to about why God would take away such a pure and innocent soul. And it's amazing. It's amazing how God uses experiences in our lives, you know, to minister to others along the way. So I not only got to share with him about the death of my father and how I really had to process and work through that with God, but I also got to go into depth with him about the omnipotence of God, how in the beginning there was perfect order, but due to our disobedience, there's now sin, and how God honors the decision we made to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil because it represented our choice to choose to love God, and how even in the chaos and the evil in our world today, God is still able to redeem and restore when we run to him and trust in him. So I'm like, really like getting into the meat of scripture. Like, we're not just talking about like Jesus loves you, he died for you and now you can have him, but like we're going into like really deep theology about evil and human suffering. And at this point in our conversation, we begin starting up another street performance. So like they put on the music, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to run out there and like join the flash mob and everything. And he's like, no, like you go do that. I'm gonna wait here so we can keep talking. In fact, like, do you want me to film all this for you guys and I can give you the footage, like the preaching and the dancing? And I was like, heck yeah. So for the next like 2 hours, me and this guy got to connect more over media and film and dig deep into why we believe what we believe. And then we're like, yo, like you're awesome. Come have dinner with us. Like join us because we're having an awesome concert tonight. We're also having one tomorrow, but he couldn't come to the one the next day. But hey, we're having this awesome concert tonight. You should come with us. And there's going to be more dancing and music. Like you can get some really cool shots. So he decided to join us. And all throughout the night, we got to just know his heart. And man, y'all, he was so awesome. And he got to know tons of people in the Jesus Revolution movement ministry. He got to film our preaching and our performances. And he was able to get connected with a lot of people in the ministry as well, because he truly is such a talented videographer. I can't stress it enough. Now, although he didn't have this come to Jesus moment that night, we all got to truly show this amazing guy the love of Christ, and I became good friends with him. He and I are still chatting, and it's been special to see how he has been really meditating on the experience that he had with us. And I believe that God is going to continue to reveal his love for him, because that's the truth. The truth is that God is real, that God does love him, and that God has a plan and purpose for his life that's even greater than his own expectation. And he was just sharing with me. And, you know, I don't want to put him on blast because, you know, he and I are friends. He's probably going to listen to this. But it's really cool because he was able to tell me, like, after I hung out with you guys, I felt different. Like, I felt better. And guys, I believe that is, you know, God's love moving in his life. But one last and final story I'll wrap up this podcast with happened the same day, actually, when we were at dinner with everyone. So this is a story of miraculous and immediate healing that I got to witness. And on this trip, many people got healed in the streets. I mean, arms, legs, backs, knees. People could bend and move ligaments that they couldn't for years. People were sobbing and giving their lives to Jesus. But one that I personally got to witness through my evangelism too was this beautiful woman from London, my hometown. I met her the same day as that young man that I just mentioned while we were at dinner. So this woman approaches me, right? She approaches my group and she's asking us about what Jesus Revolution is, because I guess one of the people on my team had like a tote bag with Jesus Revolution on it. And I begin explaining the ministry to her, like what we were doing there. And she told me that she was a Christian Buddhist. And I thought that was very interesting, considering that those are two very different ideologies and that, you know, that's not biblical. I'm just going to say it. That's not biblical. But I listened to her and I got to know her heart, because I knew that there would be a moment where I got to speak that truth into her. So we're talking and she just puts me on the spot. She asks me, so if I were a stranger who didn't believe in Jesus and I told you that you had 1 minute to convince me about him, what would you say? So I'm like put on the spot. I'm just, you know, waiting for my ratatouille pasta to be served to me at dinner, like literally. And so I start sharing this testimony and the gospel with this woman in 1 minute. And she and her friend, I mean, she got goosebumps all over and she like showed me, she's like, oh my gosh. And she was so moved. And she began telling me about how she had cancer. She had just gotten diagnosed with cancer this past November and was going through intense treatment in January. And that Jesus revealed himself to her while she was in treatment. And guys, it was one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard. And that she said that she had never felt that much love surrounding her in all her life. And she knew that Jesus was real. Now, although we were done with our street evangelism for the day, I mentioned we had a concert that night, but she couldn't come. But we also had a concert the next day, and she, you know, I invited her to come because I wanted to talk to her more about her Christian faith and kind of the personal theology that she developed. And she was like, yes, I want to come. I want to see this. This is amazing. So I went and I ate my dinner. She went and ate her dinner. But before we left that restaurant, I found her again. I went up to her and I said, hey, like, I believe that Jesus is going to heal you. I believe that he has the ability to heal you. Can I pray for you? So I start praying for her cancer, and she was so moved by my prayers for her, and she just couldn't wait to meet up again the next day. So the next day rolls around. I see her there at the event. We threw this amazing concert in the park, and I'm chatting with her, and we end up chatting for like 2 hours. So I get to share my testimony with her, like in depth. I broke down some of the basic Christian theology. And we just really got to get to know one another's lives. And she was telling me, wow, like I actually almost didn't come today because my stomach is in so much pain from my cancer. I can only eat a few things and I'm just in so much pain, and I've been in this pain since January, I think is what she said. And I could tell she was just feeling really weak and tired. And she was like, I don't know how much longer I'm gonna stay, but I just felt like I needed to come. So we're talking, right? We're talking, there's music, there's dancing. And all of a sudden, this preacher goes up there and he starts preaching, and y'all, God put the exact words in this man's mouth for this woman, because the man who starts preaching on stage starts preaching about how Jesus is the only way, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not New Age, nothing, that Jesus is the only way. And he started explaining how we're to surrender our lives to Jesus, and that way we can receive everything through him. And I'm overhearing her like saying to herself, like, oh my gosh, I've never thought of that. I never knew this. I don't believe I've surrendered my life to Jesus in this way. And he asks, like, hey, does anyone want to give their life to Jesus? And she raises her hand immediately. But then, this is the crazy part. This man goes on to say, I believe that there's someone here today who has pain in their body, who has sickness in their body, and that God wants to heal you. So she raises her hand up and he says, come up here. So she goes up to the front, like he has a microphone, and starts interviewing this woman. And we're in a park on a Saturday and there's hundreds of people there and they're all witnessing this. So she goes up there and she starts explaining that she has this pain in her stomach and she's had it for a while. And I'm sitting here, okay? Like, I'm sitting here, and I just start praying. I'm like, Jesus, in Jesus' name, heal this woman. Lord, only by your spirit, literally only by your spirit, are you going to be able to move in this woman's life to show her that you are the only way, the only truth, the only life. You are the only one that can heal her, Holy Spirit. So you have to be the one to move in this moment in Jesus' name. Like, I am praying like I've never prayed before and believing like I've never believed before for the Holy Spirit to move in this moment. So this guy starts praying for her stomach and everything in front of everyone. And he gets done praying. Y'all, I was like so stressed because I wanted this woman to be healed so that she could truly know Jesus, because Jesus wanted to know her. I mean, it was not coincidence that we ran into each other the other day. And so it couldn't have been. It had to be God. And she believed that. And I believed that. She kept saying, I believe that, you know, we didn't meet for a reason. I believe it's from God. And oh, I'm so excited right now, just reiterating this story. So we all get done praying and he asks her, how do you feel? Do you feel any pain in your body? And I'm sitting there just like, Jesus, 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 like praying. And she says, no, I feel fine. I feel fine. And he asks her, so all the pain in your stomach is gone. And she says, yes, it's gone. And she comes back to me and she sits by me and I ask her, you know, because I'm kind of like shocked at this point, you know, because we read about it in scripture and we hear about it and we see, you know, films and like videos of people getting healed. And I think it's easy for us to be like, oh, no, that's impossible. That can't be real. It's just a trick and this and that and the other. But I'm witnessing this, guys. And this woman comes up to me and I'm like, how do you feel? Like, genuinely, how do you feel? Because she was not feeling well. Like, I knew she wasn't feeling well. And she was in pain and grabbing at her stomach and stuff. And she's moving around and she's saying, I'm healed. I'm completely healed. I haven't felt like this in a long time. I feel free. I feel relieved. And she's in disbelief and in awe. And she's just staring at me like, what is happening? And so I start sharing the gospel with her again. I'm like, Jesus healed you. It's in Jesus' name that you're healed. And it's only by him. And he's the only way and the truth and the life. And she looks at me. She's like, I need to start praying to Jesus. I need to be praying to Jesus. And I'm like, yes. And so, you know, we've been talking for 2 hours and she had stuff to do. But at that point, I'm like, look, like Jesus brought you here for a reason today. Like, this is not coincidence. And so to make a long story short, she ended up going home and taking a bath and praying to Jesus. And she messaged me later that day just talking about, man, like God is moving. Like, Jesus is moving. Like, I'm praying to him. I'm pursuing him. She had just ordered her Bible a few days beforehand. So, like, it was literally God's timing. It was, if I could describe my entire experience these past 17 days, y'all, it is divine appointments. Like, the Holy Spirit was moving in ways that I never experienced before in my life, specifically with healing. It was incredible. And I just want to encourage you all today to be rooted in spirit and in truth. Because if we are going to see God move in ways like this, we need to know the truth, aka the word, aka the gospel, aka Jesus. But we also need to know the truth about the spirit that is moving within us as believers, because we are baptized not only, you know, in salvation and, you know, in water, like water baptism, but by the spirit as well. Guys, there is so much truth to scripture that we need to dive into and know. For the radical believers out there, we need to know how to handle the spirit and the truth in the way that it is biblical. And to my friends out there that might be reluctant or afraid to, you know, move in the wrong way, like, it is explained in scripture. So I just want to encourage all of you in regards to signs and wonders and spirit and truth. Scripture lays it out there for us, and we can be confident in moving in this area, knowing that it is the Spirit that moves in truth. So get rooted in truth and be aligned in intimacy with the Spirit by spending time with God, by spending time in truth, and by believing and knowing that it is by him and through him and for him, for the glory of Jesus, for the glory of the gospel, because that is what we're called to do. To share the gospel, and signs and wonders accompany that, y'all. They really do. I've seen it. I believe it. I've experienced it. All those things are to be done in spirit and in truth. So let us be wise. Let us do things in truth, in confidence. And I just sound like a broken record at this point, but y'all, it was an amazing mission trip, and I'll end it here. It was an amazing mission trip, and I can't wait to see how God continues to move even here back home. Because it's easy for us to get in the mission trip mindset and think that those things just happen overseas. But no, signs and wonders, those things can happen here in the States as we pursue truth, as we pursue intimacy with God, with God the Father, with God the Son, with God the Holy Spirit, and believing in the promises and claiming them for others and encouraging others to claim them in faith, in belief, because we receive salvation through belief. We receive healing through belief. It's seen all throughout scripture. It's seen all throughout scripture. But we have to know that we need to make the gospel the end result in those things. I can't stress that enough. But yeah, I love you guys. Thank you for tuning into this week's podcast. Remember to leave a rating and a review. And I have an email out there, literally botandbeloved@gmail.com, all spelled out. And please send in your requests on topics you want me to talk about here on here. If you're going through something, if you want me to answer and give you biblical advice, literally just let me know, because I want this to be a safe space where we can all dive into the truth of scripture together and exegete it together and see what scripture has to say so we can be walking in spirit and in truth and represent the true God, who he is, how he moves to this day. So yeah, I love you guys. Subscribe for a new podcast every single week. And with all that being said, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. My name is Kirby Minnick, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. For more information about this show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.